Hey, greetings in the name of the Lord. So for inspiration, what I'd like to share from me to you is in Psalm 23. Now, I know this is a pretty common scripture for many who know God's word or are familiar with it. But it seems like I'm always blessed to meditate on this. And so I'll read it again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just a few comments. The Lord is my shepherd. I just like to picture a shepherd, a good shepherd, who just sees after the needs of a sheep. He cares for them well. He leads them about. He notices if they have issues, if they're sick, and he tends to them. When I think of a shepherd is one, just a caring owner of sheep. And all that goes with that. He knows how to feed them. He knows how to protect them. And he just takes good care of them. And so then David says, I shall not want. He won't be worried or anxious, will be lacking anything. Just like the shepherd supplies all the needs of the sheep, God will supply all our needs, and we can rest in that. And this psalm is David's testimony. I like to think, this can be mine and your experience too. He experienced this, and I just believe that God is not a respecter of persons, but that he's rich upon all that call upon him. Those that put their faith in him, he responds to. And this is David's testimony, and I think we can have something of the same. So next he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Just picture livestock, sheep, cows, whatever, laying in green fields and just chewing their cud and having their fill, and just a beautiful scene of rest and peace and all the needs supplied. He leads me beside the still waters. Oh, how refreshing water can be to a thirsty body. And the still waters, how beautiful that is to be able to come and get a drink. And so God does that. This certainly speaks of a natural picture of a spiritual reality. He restores my soul. So that implies that, there's been some hurt, some lack, some need in the past. And God restores. Praise the Lord that he restores, because don't we all have a need of that, to be restored? And but that's the way God is, and as we realize God is a God of restoration, may we also be people of restoration, peacemakers, and have that spirit, that heart for both ourselves and our neighbor. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So we know God is righteous, God is holy, and no doubt he wants us to live like that. And sometimes we face things in life that are hard to know what to make a right decision, but a lot of times we know just doing right things is pleasing to God, doing what is right. The pathway. That's where we walk. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So there's a rest of confidence that we can have as a testimony. David had that testimony. He learned that. I think it was a time probably he sometimes when we're young in the faith, we have to learn these things, but we can and we do as time goes on and God proves himself faithful, our faith grows. And so again, his testimony, I just like to think of these continual Psalms here as David's testimony and just like to look at it that way. For thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Rod and the staff. You know, they're used, the shepherd uses that to bring a gentle correction, I was understanding. And really, again, the shepherd using that is usually to keep the animals safe and to care for them and to tug them his way. And, yeah, a sheep left to himself just goes wrong and wanders so quickly. Seems like we do that, don't we? But God has a rod and a staff, and they can be our comfort. Praise his name. He prepares a table before him in the presence of the enemies. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And God can and will do that. Now, anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Speaks of having plenty and just abundance of blessing, beautiful blessings. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Maybe we don't always experience that from man, but we can experience that from God, I believe. And that's a beautiful thing to think about. From God we get goodness and mercy. And he says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And do we have that confidence, purpose in our heart to dwell in God's house forever? Okay, God bless you as you meditate on these truths, and may we go forward in faith. All right, God bless you. That's all I have for now.